@GCN.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, from the political to the personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, over 37,000 posts for you to surf around through, and hundreds of users interacting there. Everything from fun stuff to downright serious issues. So be sure you go and check it out, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, it is very rare that we will hold somebody over from 1 hour to another. However,
it is rare.
We're making an exception for Karen from Chicago. And Karen, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, the reason we're making an exception primarily is because you're a lady and we're heavily biased towards your gender. And secondly, well, you're kind of unsure about this whole liberty thing. You like what we say on some issues. You say you've been listening to the show for about a month now. You like what we say on some issues, but on some of those other some other emotional kind of issues, you're just not sure as to how we could get certain things, like, for instance, welfare, away from the government. Is that about a correct summation?
Yeah, I can see it some ways and not in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
I see government intrusion sometimes, but not other times. Like this baseball steroid thing, those hearings I thought were incredibly asinine. I don't think it's any place of Congress to have these hearings. If I were a ball player, you know, even if I hadn't taken steroids, I would say, you know, you want me, arrest me, copper, mm-hmm. and I'm not coming to your little dog and pony show.
See, here's another thing that that you have to come to grips with if you want to, you know, truly, fully on support liberty and be principled. Even in the areas where you think government should be involved, you have to figure out other ways to do something, because if you give government a little bit of power, they take it and they run with it.
They do
that. That's the hard part.
And then they amplify that power and they start expanding into all kinds of areas that you never intended for them to get into. And then things get worse when the people you elected get out of office and somebody else, some of the opposite interest group, elects their people and they inherit all the power that you just gave the government to use on you at that point.
Not to mention that they never do what it is that they set out to do. I mean, for instance, with welfare, we have people now entrenched in poverty. They're generations of poverty because of welfare. Because, you know, they're addicted to this little welfare, little bitty, itty bitty welfare check that they get every month. And if they went out and got jobs, then they would not get the welfare check anymore.
And
so they're
also
entrenched in poverty.
Also because the bureaucrats administering the welfare program, they don't really care about the welfare recipients. Sure, there might be a couple of bureaucrats that really do care, but for the most part, they just want to collect a paycheck. Now,
yep.
You compare that to a voluntary organization. You compare that to, I don't know what the Red Cross, or not the, I don't know if the Red Cross would be one, but a welfare-ish organization.
Churches often will give people money for rent,
right,
things like that.
The voluntary organizations are going to check up on
Amendment,
you.
First Amendment,
what?
All I'm saying is First Amendment, guys, when you have religious or quasi-religious organizations getting involved. I mean,
well, this is voluntary.
No,
these are voluntary situations we're talking about.
Yeah, we're not talking about the government getting involved with religious groups at all. We're just saying that when you're dealing with a charity, the people who are volunteering really are volunteering because they care. I mean, they're giving up their precious time in return for no money, unlike these government bureaucrats that are collecting a paycheck. And they're going and they're administering these charitable programs for free, and in some cases for very little pay. So, again, you just have to kind of step outside the box and think, how could I do this if there was no government involved? How could we do this? And besides, if it's a good idea, Karen, don't you think that most people would support it?
I would hope so.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a good idea, you're going to have no problem getting support for it. It's a hallmark of a bad idea when somebody goes to government. I mean, when you go to government to ask them to take care of something for you, you're basically saying, gosh, I either can't or don't feel like trying to get people to support me voluntarily, so I'd like you to enforce my program with guns and violence.
All right, I just want to throw one more thing out there.
Sure.
this is kind of a secret between me and the screener, so I hope he or she didn't tip you off. I just want you to go around the table, say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
That seems fun. All right.
Best Neil Young album, quickly.
Ooh, Harvest.
Harvest, oh, okay.
What he said.
Neil Young mumbles with his mouth full of marbles.
Okay. I'm just sort of getting into it, so I thought I'd ask you guys.
No, yeah, I love Neil Young. He's great.
Okay. Old man, look at mine.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
I used to be a rock and roll disc jockey. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Karen. Call us again sometime.
All right, we'll do.
See
ya. 800-259-9231.
I'm a lot like you.
Awful. You know, for being as grizzled as Neil Young looks, I mean, the guy's always got a thick 5 o'clock shadow. He's got like a straw hat and always wearing flannel. The guy's the highest singing voice.
Yeah, you think he should sound like some old drunken redneck guy,
yeah,
right? Jason,
so
you
much.
Looked like you had a comment for Karen, and we didn't kind of sneak
yeah.
in. So
well, I was going to ask her if she gave to charity. And
good question.
And you see,
she sounded like someone who would.
Right. And say we axe programs like welfare, that puts more money in people's pockets. And if people are already giving to charity now with the egregious level of taxation, imagine how much people would give to charity once they have more money in their pockets.
Before I,
now, when I've used this with people, I've been told that I was Pollyanna in my assumptions.
That people would give more money if they had it?
To charity, yeah.
Well, actually, whenever this topic has been brought up, and it has several times on Free Talk Live, I've always cited the $150 billion a year number. And recently I saw other numbers, the $150 billion being the amount of money that Americans, only Americans, give to charity every year. Now, $150 billion is a lot of money.
It is a lot of jack.
To me, that's pretty impressive. I've recently seen numbers that placed it between $250 and $300 billion.
Now, why did those numbers, how were those numbers different than the
100? I don't know.
Okay.
It's newer. I mean, they're just newer numbers. The 150 might have been from 10 years ago, for all I know. So, anyway, either way, whether it be 150
One must
billion,
admit, though, that, say, in the instance of the tsunami.
Yeah.
Now, when something gets great press, you know, the Twin Towers fall, lots of money comes out.
Yeah.
$8 billion.
But when, you know, Irma's got a goiter and she can't work, you know, that's not going to get a lot of press.
That doesn't sound very funny to me.
The goiter's just funny.
Yeah, it is.
You're going to get one someday.
I'm not even sure how you get it. Don't you pick salt for a goiter?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Not even sure what a goiter is.
Well, you're suggesting that Irma can't get help? I mean, well, I don't understand.
I'm saying that you're not going to get the wholesale public support that you get from, you know, in the small or the mundane instances.
Well, people like Irma tend to get attention from the local television stations and the local newspapers.
Churches, more, I would say, and the Jewish Community Center, places like that.
That's how they're getting their help, but they're getting attention from the local press, typically. I see stories like that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So-and-so just had their houses, their house burned down, and if you want to contribute to their fund, here's their information.
Yep.
And
local media loves special interest stories.
You're pulling on heartstrings, basically.
Yep.
And then people come out and they give donations. Even though it didn't get national press, they can still get people locally to contribute. And on the lines of what you said, Jason, I think it's also important to remember that the bureaucrats that are administering welfare, not only do they not care about their jobs, actually doing the functions of their jobs, they just care about getting that paycheck. If you focus on the paycheck aspect, you'll find that about 60 to 75% of the dollars going into the welfare program are actually paid out in the paychecks, as far as the bureaucrats that administer the program.
Now, I say that's true. I don't say that the bureaucrats don't care. I don't think they care as much as the people that work for the not-for-profits, but those people, in a lot of cases, went out and got worthless bachelor's and master's degrees so they can get paid $20,000 to $25,000 a year
or
to work for the government.
This is your show. Take control. 800-259-9231. So, should we get rid of welfare? I say yes. Your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
What?
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online and check out the archives. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fees. It's free. Freetalklive.com. So check it out. All right. Actually, we get emails in here from time to time, and sometimes we read them on the air. We don't guarantee that, but it does happen. In fact, this one came in, and it's a bit of hate mail.
Hey, I love hate mail. Come on.
It's hate-ish.
Hate-ish.
Anyway, it's from Rod. And Rod says, the subject line is, "Oh, my God, how can an atheist claim to be open-minded? That is a contradiction of terms." He says, "Ian cannot masquerade as being a free spirit while being apathetic, believing in nothing and dismissing everything. Manwich can no longer pretend to be a contrarian while being a dyed-in-the-wool cynic.
How yeah.
Can, whoa, 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 whoa. What the heck does that mean? I don't know.
Wait,
a cynic is what a person that believes that everybody is out for their own benefit, right?
Mm. I'll have to pull it up again. Yes. Last night, Manwich and I tried to figure this out.
And a contrarian is a person who generally takes the opposite view just for the purpose of taking the opposite view.
That's correct. A cynic is someone who believes all people are motivated by selfishness.
Okay. That sounds like my definition.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I do believe, I have to admit, that my whole personal philosophy is that people are motivated by things that make them feel... they do everything that they do to make themselves feel good
yep.
or better.
Everybody is selfish.
I believe that as well.
So-called selfless people are doing good deeds, deeds that don't benefit them in any way, they're still gaining the satisfaction of helping out these
they
people.
They may not benefit them in any tangible way, but
right.
yes, they're benefiting from satisfaction.
Exactly.
They may also be benefiting from people seeing them help others.
Exactly.
Know, from the feelings that, oh, look, people are seeing me help these poor people, and that makes me feel good.
That doesn't even have to be the case, though.
Right.
I mean, just
I'm not
just
saying you shouldn't do good things to make yourself feel good about doing good things.
Right.
You should do good things to make yourself feel good. I give money
yeah.
to charities because it makes me feel good.
That's why people give to charity.
I want to help people. I want the feeling that I get from helping people.
It's selfish.
Why not?
It's
yes,
selfish
it is.
And it's okay.
Yes, yep. it is.
So what we're trying to do, though, is figure out what he means by this. Manwich can no longer pretend to be a contrarian. So apparently he's suggesting that you come on the air and act like you disagree with me? Is that what he's suggesting?
That's not so much. Usually, if I do anything, I let you ramble on without me jumping in more than I should.
You actually hold back some of your
contrariness. Sometimes I get tired of, you know, battling with you on the same issues night after night.
Right.
The same things.
Unprincipled.
All the time. I just, you know, I get tired of it. So, in fact, any of my contrary positions to Ian are not fabricated in any way, shape, or form. They are all contrary positions to Ian.
So, anyway, he's alleging you pretend to be a contrarian while being a dyed-in-the-wool cynic. Can you even relate one to the other?
I don't know what they mean. I think he was just trying to snipe at me. I think that he's going after
also,
you and you know, thought he'd take a pot shot at me.
Well, he took a pot shot at both of us. He says, Ian cannot masquerade as being a free spirit while being apathetic.
I don't think you're really a free spirit.
I would not define you as a free spirit,
yeah.
please.
What would a free spirit be defined as?
I would define you as driven. If somebody said,
yes.
Ian's a free spirit, I'd say, oh, contraire, Ian is driven.
When I think of a free spirit, I think of like New Age folks who keep crystals in their house. You know,
no crystals around here, that's for sure.
Or at least a free spirit is somebody who's not fettered by, you know, responsibilities.
Yeah, that would be that's
or reality.
Good.
I don't know about reality so much as responsibilities. Free spirits like
yeah.
to be unfettered by responsibilities.
Right, they sort of float around and la-di-da, that kind of
right.
thing.
I think that you can
hippies.
Be...
Hippies. Like hippies, right?
I think you can be more down-to-earth free spirit, but, you know, you just don't... You know, making it to the job on time, not so good.
He claims he's listened to Free Talk Live for several months.
I've worked with you for years.
Yeah.
And I don't have I seen you late to work one time or never?
The only time I've been late to work was when I was way back in the radio career.
Right.
The only time I was late to work, they actually sent somebody to my house because the guy, one of the other coworkers at Clear Channel at the time, lived down the street from me, Rob Rovnak.
Mm-hmm.
And he came by and banged on the front door to try to see if I was home because my vehicle was there.
Mm-hmm.
I was so asleep.
Really?
I mean, I was so asleep, my alarm didn't wake me up. Somebody
wow.
banging on the front door didn't wake me up.
Wow.
So I couldn't make it in on time.
Wow.
And, of course, I beat myself up over it.
Now, I don't think that the term free spirit describes somebody who is late for work one time in the last 5 years.
Right. A free
right.
spirit would be somebody who kind of ambles on into work 15 minutes late every now and then and... Yeah, what's the big deal, man?
I'm getting the job done, man. What's your problem?
I'm here,
I'm
dude.
I'm far more free spirit than Ian is.
Right. Interesting. And he claims later on here that he's listened for several months, so I guess he hasn't quite listened that well. Anyway, he says, you can no longer play Mud and Jeff, or as one talk show host on RPN called you, Dumb and Dumber.
What the heck is RPN?
I think he means RBN, which is a competing network. It's got some kooky kind of show.
I hope they spelled our name right.
So so if you guys are dumb and dumber, what does that make Johnson, Torgo, and myself?
Dumbest. Times three.
I guess dumbest, so. And mendicant.
So I guess the good news there is other talk shows are talking about
us. Sweet, that's what I want them to do.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep. Call us dumb and dumber. It makes me feel good.
Yep, send people our way. Thanks.
He says, taking the sublime into the ridiculous.
I think we do take the sublime into the ridiculous on a pretty regular basis.
Is that a bad thing?
It's a talk show.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that there's really... If people don't want to hear ridiculous talk, well, you know.
We have fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, we do.
I think that this is kind of coming from the angle of stop having fun. You know, from time to time...
Be a serious political show.
Right. From time to time, we get emails from people that don't like hearing us talk about fun topics. They don't like us having a good time on the air.
Yep.
And even the serious topics, we tend to take kind of in a light fashion.
Yeah.
Now, when something really serious and really terrible happens, I mean, we report on it in that manner. But in general, even though...
Comment. I don't think we really are reporters.
Thank you. We're commentators.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we comment on it in a serious manner. But for the most part, we kind of take things in stride, and we enjoy ourselves. We have a good time doing a radio show. That's the way you have to do it if you want listeners.
Especially when you don't get paid.
If you want to listen to the news, go listen to the news. There's plenty of it out there.
Yep. They're lying to you, just so you know.
He says, oh, that is just taking subjects from FARC.com and trying to treat profound subjects as chit talkers on FM radio. Chit talkers.
I don't know that. Well, we do take a lot of articles from FARC.com.
Yep.
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of half of our articles.
I don't know about that. I get prep from FARC.
But
FARC.
To be fair, most articles are on FARC.com in some manner. Most news items are on FARC.com.
As at Free Talk Live, are apt to cover news stories that are not in the mainstream. I mean, we're not talking about the oil for food scandal.
No, I couldn't tell you what talk radio is talking about today.
Right. We're talking about things that are far less mainstream and far more interesting.
And I think that the issues we bring up tend to tie into the real important liberty issues, whereas what these other talk show hosts are talking about is, well, so-and-so was elected to the commission today, and President Bush appointed so-and-so. They just talk about the political personalities and the boring parties and the crap that goes on in Washington, D.C. And for me and a lot of other people in this country, that's totally dull stuff.
It's certainly for that's true for Rush and Hannity.
All of their ilk.
Savage, who's number two ranked, two.
Oh, really? He's moved on?
No, to three. You're right.
Okay.
Three. Now he just talks about spews forth hate on just about every issue.
Yeah.
Like anything you can figure, the most hateful argument is, bomb them, nuke them till they glow. I think we should get out of Iraq, but first we should bomb them all into the Stone Age.
More coming back with the hate mail. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to take a photograph of themselves holding up a Free Talk Live related signage of some sort and submit it to us, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And Manwich thinks I fawn over them too much.
Maybe a little.
We do like them, though.
Yes,
and that's why we've dedicated an entire page on our website to them. So check it out, freetalklive.com.
I think it's good to market to them. I don't know if they're more valuable than a male listener. I don't know if males realize that, but in the marketplace, that they're about worth a third as far as, advertising dollars go.
Yeah, well,
the only thing
first,
you advertise to men is beer and cars.
That's true. Although I was
women buy everything else.
Although I was talking to a program director recently of a station around here, actually, and she was telling me that she doesn't care about women. She wants men, and if we have women listeners, she doesn't care. And so I said, well, okay. Well, think about it from this perspective. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of the top pages on our website. So even though we are marketing it sort of to women, even though we give women preference on the show, like, for instance, if you're a female and you call in, we got guys on hold, we'll put you on first.
Right.
That, I think, also, in turn, markets to men, because men love hearing women's voices on the radio.
They do seem to like that.
Yeah. Yep. And they love looking at them on our website at freetalklive.com.
It's ladies' night every night at Free Talk Live.
So by marketing to women, we're also marketing to men. Anyway, let's go to the rest of this email here. We're reading an email from Rod. And Rod, it's an interesting email. He claims to have been listening to the show for months, yet he doesn't quite get it. I mean, I guess he's irritated that we take kind of a lighthearted stance on things.
Uh-huh. He has to be specific, because I really can't say, sorry for taking a lighthearted stance on this. I can't say I'm sorry if I don't know what the hell it is.
He says, we try to treat profound subjects as chit talkers on FM radio.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to translate this here. First of all, Rod, you should know, we started on FM radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And it's a talk show. Yeah. We're going to be chit-chatty about things.
Right. Yep.
If there's another show that you like better, listen to it.
Exactly. And so we kind of still have that FM flavor to us here on Free Talk Live, even though most of our stations nowadays are on AM. We still definitely have that younger feel to the show.
But we are younger guys.
Right. And if you don't like it...
From, 25 to 34?
Yeah. Actually, Jason, you're 23?
Two.
22.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we span quite a range.
Like it.
Well, he's more mature than most 22-year-olds. Anyway, there's plenty of choices out there, Rod. Go check them out. He says, after listening to Free Talk Live for several months, I'm embarrassed to mention Free Talk Live with the Free State Project in the same breath, and I know I'm not alone.
Okay.
Please, I know you can do better, and please at least be able to defend the questions you ask each other without embarrassing the project.
Well,
he doesn't give any specifics.
That's not really fair. I mean, the Free State Project is an advertiser,
right.
And so is...
ReasonToFreedom.com.
ReasonToFreedom.com. Do we embarrass them every time we talk about a particular subject? I mean, what about 1-800-Flowers?
Right.
They're supposed to be coming on board here shortly, too.
Yeah.
Will they be embarrassed every time we bring up a particular subject? I'm sorry. This is not an outreach program of the Free State Project.
No.
They are a sponsor, and we are all members.
We happen
Happy
to be
members.
Right. Speaking of the Free State Project, let's bring Dave on from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hey, Dave.
That is so bogus. I mean, there is no such thing as bad public relations. I mean, there's no such thing as bad advertising.
Are you, as a member of the Free State Project, as someone who has actually gone and moved into the state of New Hampshire, are you someone who's embarrassed to mention Free Talk Live or the Free State Project?
If I was embarrassed about Free Talk Live, I wouldn't call you every week and tell you what's going on. You guys wouldn't be like the blowtorch that I use to get, you know, the message out about what's going on here.
Right.
If I was embarrassed, I mean, that's crazy. Maybe it should be the other way around. Maybe you guys should be embarrassed to be associated with the Free State Project.
No, we love the Free State Project.
I don't know about that.
Certainly not. And
we realize what it is. It's a movement to move 20,000 people to New Hampshire. And that's it. It's not a political philosophy. It's not a social club. It's none of those things.
And we don't know most of the 6,000 or 7,000 people that are currently members.
No, we don't, unless they call us and tell us.
Right, and so, you know, there's a chance that some of those 7,000 are going to be like Rod, and they're going to be muckety mucks and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there you go, muckety mucks.
Right. So what's on your mind tonight,
Dave?
That's
the problem they have. They're a good enough organization to have talked me into moving to New Hampshire, so they can't be all that.
Yeah, hopefully Rod won't sway anybody's opinion and get them to, you know, stop supporting the show. I don't think that
the Free State Project is what I'm concerned about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Dave, what's on your mind, man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like any other place, New Hampshire has its share of busybodies, and we've got one of those going loose this month. But what's always exciting is the way that people react to it. And busybody of the month here today is the Attorney General. I don't remember her name, but... she has agreed to investigate a doctor because he told one of his patients that she's obese. Patient complained, the doctor told me I'm obese. So Kelly, I think it's Kelly Iotti, I don't know if I'm saying that right, investigated the
How
doctor.
How much did the patient weigh?
Who knows?
Enough to be considered obese by the doctor.
I think so. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not like the doctor just wanted to call her that. There's a formula. You know, there's a very specific mathematical formula that you use to calculate your body mass index with.
Yep.
You plug in your weight, and you plug in your height, and you do a little division, basically, and you come up with a number. Now, according to that number, you fall into certain categories, and one of them is obesity.
Now, she could be borderline or something like that, but, you know, if a plumber says your pipes are clogged, and they're only partially clogged, I don't think that they've done a disservice to their license.
Did you insult the pipes?
Would you investigate the plumber?
And you can always get a second opinion.
This is not what's at issue. It's not an issue whether she's obese or not, as far as I know. What's at issue is the doctor being told by the Attorney General, you need to go take a management training course.
What?
Now, that's the bad part. Now, the good part is the good old-fashioned New Hampshire reaction. The doctor tells her to go take a hike. The Attorney General to go take a hike. He's not going to any seminar.
Great.
And his patients organized a petition drive to fire the Attorney General. There's already 100 signatures on the signature.
Oh, wow.
So that's great.
Before we Free Staters even found out about it.
That's fantastic. So what have you guys thought up in regards to supporting them?
I don't know. All I've done so far is to call you guys and to post a message about it on the nhfree.com site.
So this is in its genesis. Yeah. This just happened then, basically.
Yeah, but I found out about it yesterday.
Huh.
Now, I'm not planning on some huge amount of things I'm going to try to do. I just try to do little things here and there and get the word out. Maybe I'll do more than that, but we'll just see what happens.
How many other states would a reaction like that happen in? How many other states would a doctor tell the Attorney General to go take a hike and pound some sand?
Not too many, I'd wager.
I'm thinking that we're a little different, but it's hard for me to judge and be objective because I wasn't involved in the political process until I moved here. So
right.
I wasn't doing much in Texas.
Interesting news. Dave, anything else going on we should know about?
Yeah, we've got the outlaw manicures bill should be coming up for submission next month.
What is that all about?
That's going to reduce the amount of training required by the state for a person who wants to have a cosmetology license.
Is it going to reduce it by 100%?
Oh, no.
Not good enough.
My theory with New Hampshire bills, you either want them to be absolutely radical and attention-grabbing, or you want them to be very modest
and slip it in. Thanks for the call, man. Check back with us some other time, 800-259-9231. So we got this email in from Rod, and he is disappointed with Free Talk Live. Well, I responded to Rod. He came back with some even more interesting stuff. We're going to come back with that unless your call's coming in, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Dumb here with you.
And Dumber.
And Dumbest.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so we'll talk to you about anything, political, personal, anything goes. Join us online at freetalklive.com where you can get live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. They're both free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Tell them Dumb and Dumber sent you, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org, again, freestateproject.org. And what we're talking about here, the reason why we're calling ourselves that is because Rod emailed the show, and that's what he thinks about Free Talk Live. He's been listening for a couple months. He thinks that we're just a bunch of FM goofballs, and we're just not taking things seriously enough here on Free Talk Live.
Honk, honk! Woo!
What the heck? So, I actually, he emailed us initially with some accusations.
He seems like he might be aptly named, Rod.
Yeah. He emailed us with some accusations initially, and I actually emailed him back last night. And I said, hey, we'll read this on tomorrow night's show, but I'm curious what talk show hosts have been talking or have been listening to us. Because he made reference in his first email.
Yeah, sweet.
Some other talk show host called us dumb and dumber on the air. And I'm just curious as to who's tuning in.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that they're listening. They're probably podcast listeners.
Maybe so.
Yeah, they get it. They have to listen all day long.
So anyway, he
download it every day.
He comes back with this email. He says, the post you plan to read on Wednesday's program, which is tonight, was also sent to Jason Sorens and Armada, which I think he means Amanda.
Probably spell check. Spell check's a dangerous thing.
Right. No, he could have traveled back to 1588 and sent it to the British Navy.
Or the Spanish Armada.
Yeah.
So, actually, what he means is the Jason and Amanda are the two of the heads of the Free State Project. And so he's saying here that he's cluing them in to what a terrible job we're doing here on Free Talk Live. Oh, by the way, we should mention that we've recruited over a dozen new Free State Project members.
That have mentioned it.
Yeah, that have mentioned Free Talk Live's their influence.
You know, the thing is you can put your blood, sweat, and tears into somebody, and some jerk can, just tear it all to pieces inside of minutes. I mean...
Well, he's not tearing anything to pieces.
He's trying, though. I mean, like, he has verbally torn the show to pieces.
He thinks he's going to make a difference with his email.
And I'm not saying that I'm all for constructive criticism.
So am I.
Please, constructively criticize.
We're reading critique on the air, although it's not very constructive.
And we've gotten about three segments out of it.
Yeah. He says,
thanks, Rob.
Well, it's pretty entertaining.
He says, I sent it to them because it was meant for that level of concern. He's so concerned with Free Talk Live's behavior that he has sent it off to the big wigs.
He's got pull at the Free State Project.
He's Rod. Anyway, he says, it was not meant to be dismissed as some goofball UFO conspiracy.
Sorry.
Gee, why would we dismiss it as that? Is it because you referenced a goofball UFO conspiracy radio network in your prior email?
Perhaps.
If you're listening to that other network, then it's a pretty good chance you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. And a goofball at that.
Yeah. He says, but
I've never even heard of this.
He says, an internal note of concern about the direction of the movement, which by all accounts, by current tallies, is a blockbuster failure. Boy, you're really doing a lot for the Free State Project there, Rod.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel about it? You feel like it's a blockbuster failure with over 6,700 people who are currently members of the
Everybody,
Free State Project?
People accuse him of being a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. It's not a blockbuster failure. It's a success, if you ask me. We're over 33% of the way towards our goal.
I'll consider it a success once we have 20,000 people in New Hampshire. But, I mean, the Free State Project is no small undertaking.
No, it's not. But to what you said, Jason, I think it's a success if we only get 2,000 people to New Hampshire. I'm still going to go. Like, if all of a sudden... Next week, they changed up the rules on the Free State Project, and a bunch of people decided they wanted to drop out because they've been considering changing the rules to make it to encourage people to move sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And some people are getting all up in arms about it and saying, well, this is a contract, and I signed an agreement that said I was only going to move at 20,000. Fine. Sit around and wait until 20,000. Fine. Sit and, just sit around and do nothing, and then once we get to 20,000, you can move then. But if 1,000 people, 1,000 activists move into that state, that's going to mean something way more. I mean, there are going to be so much more freedom in that one state just because of 1,000 people, let alone 5,000, 10,000, or even 15,000 or 20,000.
Well, Jason Sorens himself said that we only really needed 12,000 people to make the Free State Project work, and that 20,000 is way overshooting it.
Right.
And he simply picked those numbers because there's a possibility of several other much larger states.
That's true.
Because, we picked
Wyoming was another option.
Yeah.
Alaska was another option.
Absolutely.
Anyway, he says... He claims it's a blockbuster failure. To that extent, please respect the input and adjust your output accordingly. This is
okay, Mom.
This is not a joke, and we are at odds with the majority and need some remedial correction in your direction. What's that mean?
I don't even know what that. Who is we? Is that him and us?
I think that's
and we're at odds
to.
With the majority.
I think he's referring to the Free State Project, Liberty Lovers.
Liberty love.
We are at odds with the majority.
Precisely.
I think we are. We might be at odds with the majority, but that's only because the majority just isn't paying attention. I find that when we bring the public, when we go out and we do outreach, libertarian outreach, and we take this message of freedom and liberty to the American public, we have enormous acceptance. It may not quite be the majority, but a good 33% of the people out there already agree with most of our ideas.
Which is a very large percentage.
They just don't know it. That's the key difference. Mm-hmm. They just don't realize they agree. Anyway, finally, he says, to date, you have been allowed to exist because you have merely promoted sedition in the form of sending the children to open Kool-Aid stands.
Here's a surprise, Rod. Free Talk Live is around a lot longer than has been around a lot longer than we've known about the Free State Project. Free Talk Live is not the Free State Project.
Right.
We're not existing because of you, my friend.
More coming back. This is your show. You can take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking, of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control, but you only have moments remaining, so you better do it now. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man with
you. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you. And it is totally free. Live streaming, bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. All on the house. It's always been that way, and always will be, but we've created the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. We're over 76 members. Actually, I think we've got three more to add tonight, so we're going to be just under 80 members tonight, Manwich, up the AMP program.
Well, speaking of which, you had another picture of mine. Like, we got to 75. We had to post a photo. I had to post a photo of myself from high school that was more
you have a forelock.
Yeah, more
which is like a reverse mullet, basically.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
So bad.
And so we posted that as a reward for us getting, for those listeners who have amplified the show, once we reached 75. You had another picture.
It seems, I think that it might be even dumber looking.
I don't know. That forelock is tough to beat. This other one, well, we'll do you want to describe it? I mean, do you want to describe this other picture? Cause
well, it's me with a more tame haircut, right. But a much dumber look on my face.
Yeah.
Wearing a, in high school, I did have an anarchy t-shirt.
you certainly did.
From your anarchist days.
So I thought that it was...
when you didn't really know what anarchy was
all about. I thought that being on the show with Ian now and fighting his anarchism, well... It might be appropriate.
Well, now, when do you want to release this one, man?
Oh, I was thinking like we would just put it... Yeah, no, I wouldn't put it up that far. I think we should put it up...
Like 90?
80.
80. Well, yeah. We're almost to 80.
There, then put it up.
Yeah. All right, when we get to 80, we'll put it up. So one more amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We need to go to the phones, though, guys, because Joy is on the line. Joy from North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, cool. I just wanted to say that guy needs to lighten up. The libertarian movement has long overdue needed to lighten up, and we just have way too many doom and gloom, serious people that...
Thank you.
Problem.
You're absolutely right about that. So are you a member of the Free State Project, Joy?
Unfortunately, no, and I don't see it happening for me. I'm just a little too old to be moving. And
how old are you?
I'm 41.
Oh, that's not too old.
I'm 34. Picking right up.
Yeah, well, we're kind of entrenched here.
Okay.
I know. That's a tough part. You know, you got to unentrench yourself and move to a whole other state for liberty. Maybe you'll get sold on it one of these days, Joy. Anything else on your mind?
Well, we were on the verge of moving, actually, but then my partner, Nat, he managed to get himself a really killer job, and that blew it for us. I mean, we were all set to go the end of July to the convention or whatever, and see about our options of moving up there. But then he nabbed a killer job. And
maybe there'll be a killer job up there in New Hampshire for you if you just look around. I'm sure you'll find one eventually. Joy, thanks for the call.
All right, cool.
All right. Hey, this is your show, 800-259-9231. So Rod's final words here is that we need to regroup. And he's critiquing the show.
Well,
he doesn't think we're serious enough. We need to regroup and focus on New Hampshire and getting the Free State Project members to move there. Nothing else matters, says Rod.
Well, I appreciate that it's important to get people to move.
Absolutely.
But he makes it seem like that's what this show's about.
Yeah, he must have gotten the message. He's been listening for over a month. You'd think he'd figure out we're a general interest talk show. We talk about different issues on Free Talk Live. And we happen to be sponsored by the Free State Project. So from time to time, we talk about them.
Which means that we use their dollars to advertise the show. It's not like any of us get paid to do this.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Free State Project not paying us to do it.
No. We're turning that money right back around and promoting the show. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Jason.
And Dumbest.
If you want to listen to a show that just does nothing but promote the Free State Project, good luck finding anybody else who wants to listen to that as well. We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, see you online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.